Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, friends. I am back, and you'll never guess where I am, but I'm in the hospital. This seems to be like my second home these days, but I came in and had a little surgery a couple days ago to try to clean up some things in my knee, and it's just, I've been in the hospital now for 5 days this week, or 6 days, and it made me get on all these topics in my head, thinking about how I can be helpful with what I'm going through and hopefully share some thoughts for people who might also be going through the same thing, or if you are someone in your life is going through the same thing. So basically, this episode might not be like the most cheerful, but it is kind of where I'm at right now. And that's not to say I'm not like happy and feeling positive and still like feeling like myself. But when you're injured or in the hospital, things kind of feel worse and like kind of suck. So that's okay. But basically, the first thing is that like being injured is just exhausting. So no matter whether it's a big injury or a small injury, your body is using energy to heal. And that takes energy away from what you would normally spend energy on or like have extra energy for. So things that you would normally like to do are probably going to feel way more tiring than normal. And for me, that just means like I feel like I have kind of lost my personality a little bit, because I like, my personality is a lot of energy and it likes to kind of be like doing things all the time or like be around people all the time. And since I'm spending so much energy trying to heal my leg, but also like energy just to stay positive and to stay like progressing, it's just I feel like I can't fully be myself. Also, like being injured, I can't do a lot of the things that normally I would like to do or that would like be associated with my personality. So just feels like my normal personality is just like a bit dimmed, which is fine. Like I know that it'll come back, and I know that right now it's just like my body is using that extra energy on other things, and that's fine. But I think it should be good to like normalize that you might not have like your normal personality all the time when you're injured or going through something, because it's just not, there's so many factors going into how you act and how you feel every day. And I'll have glimpses of like feeling normal again, specifically normally when I'm like in the gym training, or I've had a couple friends come and visit and I've felt myself like really get rejuvenated from that, but it's quite short term, and it's just not sustainable right now, but that's okay. And I want to like reiterate that it is okay. You don't have to feel like you have to put on a show for people, or like you have to waste energy trying to be who you normally are. And for me, that's like not something I even think about. I'm like, you know what? People can deal with me being a grouch or me being like not as like bubbly as I normally am, and I'm just okay with it. And but if you're someone who like really worries about what other people think or are feeling, then just know that it's okay. You don't have to like try to please everyone or try to like put on a show that you're totally normal, because it's okay not to feel that way. But I also am like super unmotivated right now to do anything that I don't want to do. And it comes in waves when I am motivated to do things for myself or do things that like I get joy in. But my motivation in general to do anything other than like rehab, and my focus on my leg is so low. And I think that's totally normal. Like, I've had a few people, when I talk to them about injuries, they're like, you need to get in your routine. You need to like try to keep things as normal as possible. Try to do things to keep yourself busy, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, it's great. Like, keep your mind thinking about other things other than your injury, or to like try to get in a routine so that things feel normal again. But in reality, like, that is not necessarily sustainable, because it just takes so much extra like willpower that you're already using up. Like, to go to rehab every day, or to go and like know you're going to be uncomfortable or in pain for part of the day or most of the day, or like you're pushing your body in ways that you don't want to, already takes so much willpower and so much like determination, that trying to also then like follow a strict schedule and trying to like pretend the rest of your life is normal is just, in my opinion, unsustainable and like kind of silly. And you know, some people, like, they handle it differently. Everyone is different, obviously. But for me, like, I would say that I am quite extroverted. But during this injury, I've become very introverted. And I think it's just because, like, I don't have the extra energy to try to, like, be around people, or to try to, like, really entertain, or, like, I have like a very entertaining personality. That's like, I love being like an entertainer, or like making people smile. I took a personality test, and you know how it says like what kind of person you are, but mine was entertainer. And I think that that's like a big part of my personality, is like, I like to have fun and like be a jokester and like, I don't know, do things like that. And right now I just don't have it in me to be that person. And I don't want to be like, I don't know, less of that person around other people, because it's just like not the person that I want to be. And so my solution to that is just to being introverted. But yeah, I think that if you are like going through something like this and you're feeling unmotivated, or like it's really hard for you to stick to a like routine, or you know, stick to doing extra things on top of your schedule, just know that that's okay. Like, I feel the exact same way, and I am super motivated for rehab, and I'm super motivated to do anything possible to help my leg. But it's the other things, like working on projects or thinking about hobbies that I can take up while I'm injured, that I just have no motivation to follow through on. And I'm hoping that the farther along in my injury I get, the more the motivation comes back. And that maybe that's another topic that I have to address later, is like finding that motivation again. But for right now, like, I just don't feel the need to push myself to be motivated to do things outside of what I like strictly need to do to get better. So moral of that lesson is, try not to compare yourself to others, and you can take all of the advice people give you with a grain of salt. Everyone's different. So most of the people I find that are giving me advice also just have never been through like an injury like this. And that's great. I think it's everyone's, you know, prerogative to give advice or share things that they want to share, but you don't have to take everyone's advice. It's not mandatory. And if it's not serving you, then you don't need to, you know, adapt your life to it. Okay, next thing is, I get this question a lot, is like, am I staying positive, or how am I staying positive during this whole thing? And yes, I am very positive about the progress I'm making. I'm very positive about how everything is going. And like, majority of the time, I am very in the moment, like just focusing on what's happening day to day and not thinking too far in the future. But I will say that even though I'm positive about what's going on right now, I do get quite freaked out about the future, or like scared about what my future is going to look like. And I think that's totally fine. There's no reason that you like shouldn't feel fear about the future when you're in a situation like this. And that's okay. Like, you're allowed to have mixed feelings. There's no rule that like, if you're, even if you're being positive about your current situation, that you can't be like kind of negative about the future, what's about to happen. And I'm not saying you should be negative, but I would consider fear kind of like attached to a negative feeling. So especially for me, that's kind of my like current view on it. But yeah, I think that you can be like very proud of the progress you're making and positive about the direction you're going, but also be like very frustrated about the situation you're in. And that's fine. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say like, oh yeah, I'm so happy that I'm in this, I'm injured and I'm in the hospital again. I'm so like positive about everything, because that's just not true. Like, I would rather be anywhere but the hospital getting surgery. But I understand that like, this is my situation right now, and my way of dealing with that is like seeing the positives in the little steps that are happening and the little things that are going on. And that's also like my way of coping, is just trying to see the positives and like really believe that what's going on, what I'm going through right now, is like the right thing, and it's working out the right way, and that it is a, let me say it again, positive experience. One way that I've been like managing all these weird feelings that I get is talking to other athletes who have been injured. And like, Nina Ortlieb is an Austrian downhill skier, and she also got injured this year, actually the week before me. And she's had a lot of injuries, like big ones, and she's come back super strong from all of them, which is unbelievable. But I was telling her that like, yeah, I'm really proud of the progress that we've made this week after the surgery, but also the more that like, okay, when I go to these hospitals, I'm reintroduced to like a whole set of new set of nurses and a whole new set of physios for the week that I'm at the hospital. So they have different outlooks than the people who have been working with me for the last 3 months. And they're not always positive. Like, some of them are very much like, you're never going to race again, or how could you even think about racing again? So there is some like outside factors that kind of get into my thoughts sometimes, which is why like, maybe that's why I'm feeling more like scared this week, is because I've been around new physios who haven't seen the progress we've made the last 3 months and haven't seen like the training we've done. So they have like maybe more realistic views of what my injury looks like, but also not the same like positive thought about me coming back to racing. And I was telling Nina this, and she was saying that like, even though it feels scary and like the future is super unknown, the future is still unknown if you're a healthy athlete. Like, you don't know, when you're a healthy athlete, you don't know what's going to happen in 2 months' time. The same way when you're injured, you don't know what's going to happen in 2 months or 6 months. So it kind of made me feel better, where like, yeah, we are all living in this state of unknown of the future, and you just have to like embrace what you're doing right now and go through the steps that you need to take, and then whatever happens in the future happens. But yeah, I guess that was kind of a really positive outlook for me, is that yeah, I'm not alone in like not knowing what's gonna happen, because anyone's life can turn around in a second. Anything can change in a minute. So that's something to keep in mind if you feel the same way I do, where like you kind of start to think about the future and get a bit scared, or maybe there's like people influencing the way you feel about it. Just remember that no one's future is certain and no one knows what's going to happen. So you just have to go with what you have right now and make the best of it. And sometimes that means working your ass off to get better healthy and ready to get back to racing. And sometimes that means doing everything you can to stay healthy and continue racing. Okay, my final thoughts are to try not to take things personally, because it's really hard when you are like putting in all your effort to get better, or you're putting all your effort into the rehab you're doing, and then things don't progress on like the same timeline as other people, or it seems like things aren't working properly at the speed you want them to, or maybe other people are just like seem to be doing so much better than you in their rehab. And yeah, it's really hard not to take that personally and be like, what am I doing wrong? Why is my body not doing the things it's supposed to be doing? But you are your own person. Number one, you do not share the body of another person, I guess, unless you're like a Siamese twin. But I'm assuming that if you're listening, you're not. And if you are, this might not apply to you. But it's your own body, and everyone's is going to react differently to everything in life, any stress, any injury, any whatever you name it. So you shouldn't take it personally if someone is progressing faster than you, or maybe you're progressing faster than someone else. Like, that's just the way your body is healing and is working. So don't take that personally. Just, you know, embrace it and make the best of it. Next is people checking in on you. This is kind of a random topic because it's not something that I personally like really care about. I'm someone where like if my friendship with you is going to survive, you have to understand that I will probably go MIA for like 6 weeks at a time, or I'm going to text you every second of the day and then, you know, disappear. Like, all of my friends that I've had long friendships with are the same mindset, where like when we're together, it's amazing. And yeah, we like we'll check in sometimes and text constantly or like call. But when we're apart, I usually don't text people or like call people. That's just the way I am. And it's the way a lot of my friends are. And that's like probably the only reason my friendships survive, because I'm traveling so much. I'm never in the same place. Anyways, so for me, this is like kind of not something that bothers me, but I could see it being something that would feel personal. Is like when you're injured, you have a lot of downtime, and like where you're probably on your phone a lot. I'm on my phone all the time. And if you're not getting like messages from your friends checking in, or from people that you care about checking in, it can feel like you're kind of alone in the situation. And so my advice would be, if you're feeling that way, just like tell your friends straight up, be like, look, I have a lot more downtime right now, and I am feeling very vulnerable or lonely. Can you just like check in more often, or can we like schedule weekly phone calls to like check in? Don't take it as like these people don't care about you anymore, because number one, when you're in your regular life, you're pretty busy usually. Like, people generally aren't checking their phones all the time. And if they are, they may be just like, it's, I don't know. I don't know how to explain what I'm trying to get across, but I do know that when you're on your own and injured, it feels like you're very disconnected from the world that you're used to being in, and it can feel really isolating. So if you're feeling like you aren't getting checked in on enough from your friends, or you're not getting enough support from the people in your life, just tell them straight up that like that's how you're feeling. Don't let it fester and like make you feel worse about yourself, because that's not the case. You shouldn't take those things personally. Number one, I think that if you believe that the friendships you have are like strong and real, then you shouldn't have to feel self-conscious or like take those types of things personally. But I do know that when you're in these like vulnerable positions, either if your body's injured or like mentally, then it can feel very isolating. So be transparent about that with the people in your life and just, yeah, tell them that you need more help right now or be a little bit needy. That's okay. I feel like I've said this in my recent podcasts, but it's just something I want to reiterate that you shouldn't take those things personally, that there's just people are busy in their lives generally. And when you're injured, you have a lot of time on your hands. And for me, that just means that I have become an addict of TikTok and Instagram. But for some people, that might mean that they are just waiting for their friends to text them. And yeah, try not to take it personally. Just be honest with people and don't let it bug you too much. Okay, and I think that's kind of all I have to talk about tonight. The only thing that I would reiterate is like comparing yourselves to other people's timelines or what you have been told maybe at the beginning of your injury. Like for me, I was told a timeline at the beginning of my injury and it's been, I mean, relatively close, but not exact. So try not to like get those timelines or like other people's timelines stuck in your head. Just, yeah, focus on yourself. Wow. Okay. I've definitely said this before, but focus on yourself and just, yeah, be kind to your body. Trying to like match what other people are doing if you're not ready or it's just not going to be positive for you. It's going to be, could result in a setback. And ultimately, your body is doing the best that it can. Your body's not trying to sabotage you. So be kind to it and yeah, embrace where you're at because that's all you can do. And yeah, that's all my wisdom from this hospital chat. Oh my gosh, I should make a series, Hospital Chats with Steph. Although I hope I'm not in many more hospitals after this because let me tell you, hospitals are kind of depressing and I have spent way too many days living in hospitals over the last 3.5 months. So anyways, thank you so much for listening again. And I hope that this was helpful. And although it wasn't probably the most upbeat and Steph-ish podcast, this is reality. And just because I don't have my sparkle right now doesn't mean it won't come back. So make sure to tune in next week. I really hope I can get a guest on before next week because I'm sure you guys are tired of just listening to me. But thank you for listening and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.